Good evening and welcome to another story time with Genevieve. Tonight I'll be telling the story of The Song That Loved the World. Now to start, The Song That Loved the World. There once was a song that was riding along the tail of a comet as it zoomed through the cosmos. It thought it was great fun until one day the comet impacted with a flaming planet. This impact caused the planet to shudder and it incorporated the elements that were in the comet. But the song had already escaped from the tail and witnessed as the elements recombined, and all of a sudden, as it was watching, it witnessed things moving as the cooling of the planet came and great waters came and life as the song witnessed it formed. And the song got longer as life joined the song in its singing. And once in a while, life would continue on and get its own voices, and the song would continue to observe and sing along and learn new notes. Until one day, as it was traveling through a forest, it heard a voice say, "Oh, stop for a moment." And the song turned around, and there was a great old willow tree, the oldest the song had seen in a long time. "Oh, hello, willow," says the song. "Hello, what are you?" says the willow. "I am a song." "Oh, at first I thought you were part of the wind. And then you went the opposite way the wind was flying." "I often am, think of as wind, but I am much different than the wind."
"Yes, I can see that," says the willow. "You've tickled my leaves. Are you going to fly off so soon?"
"I need to keep traveling," says the song, as it sings songs around the willow's branches.
"Well, I hope you come visit me again."
"I will, thank you." And off went the song. And it continued on and on until it came to an old structure which had been forgotten. And it went through cracks and under until it found a mouse. And it ruffled the sleeping mouse's fur. Said the mouse,
"What was that?"
"Hi, little mouse."
"Oh, hello," says the mouse.
"Mousy, mousy, mousy, mouse.
Who's there?"
"I'm the song, little mouse."
"Oh. Hello."
"Goodbye, little mouse."
And the song continued on from the structure, leaving the mouse pretty mystified on what it had just encountered. And the song traveled on and on until it found a sleeping child, tucked away warm into its bed. And it sang very softly to the child, "Small child, what do you dream?" And the child whispered back, dreaming,
"I dream of stardust and flying through the dark. Oh, sweet child, oh, dream." the song continued on, flying and flowing, until it encountered a turtle. Riding along the Australian current. Hello, turtle.
Oh, hello. Who's there?
I am the song.
Wow, neat. I'm a turtle.
Yes, says the song. Turtle, 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 swimming free.
Yeah, that's a good song. That's my song.
Goodbye, turtle.
Goodbye, song.
And the song continued on, flowing around, until one day it came back to the willow. Oh, willow, how you've grown.
You think so? Said the willow, who had gotten even older. I feel very brittle.
Oh, willow, look at all your children.
Ah, yes, lots of children.
Oh, willow, you are loved.
Ah, yes, I have been loved. And then the willow's voice went silent. And the song, in celebration of the willow's life, sang,
the willow, it grew, the willow, it lived, the willow, it taught us much.
And all of the other plants around that were part of the willow's network, spreading across all of the continent, joined in the song. And the song grew new notes as it learned them from the other plants and the animals. Until one time, another comet came to the planet. And the song decided it wanted to go on another journey. And as the comet flew really close to the planet, the song joined the comet's tail, and through the cosmos it flew in the tail of the bright comet until one day it impacted another planet. And the song started a new journey with a different kind of life, and watched it grow and learned new songs, and continued teaching its songs to any being it encountered. Thank you again for joining me on Storytime with Genevieve. It has been my pleasure to be your storyteller. I hope you'll join me again next time when I tell another story. Pleasant dreams and good night.